It's the penultimate day of the 31st Rimini meeting organised by the Communion and Liberation Movement. Maria Lourdes Samson is the head of the Communion and Liberation Movement in the Philippines and is currently attending the meeting. She spoke with us about Islamic fundamentalism and militancy in the Philippines and the importance of a Catholic voice in dialogue.
For a very long time, the government has tried to integrate them into the mainstream society from the troubled south in Mindanao. Because we're an archipelago, no? The concentration of the Muslims are in the south. It used to be in the south, in Mindanao. But now, in recent years, the government has tried to integrate them into the mainstream of society. And that means giving them opportunities in cities, in major commercial areas, giving them opportunities to build a mosque, to give them some decent form of housing, a lot of support. But unfortunately, they still have their own way of life that is separate from everybody else. So it's very distinct. And I don't know if we are still remiss in our duty to integrate them. I think the Catholics in general, we have left it to the government to do all of the integration, not from the end of the Catholics. That is my opinion. The Muslim problem can still be solved if it were not just the government doing its share, but all the people helping the government.